This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The coal ash ponds at Colstrip Power Plant are on an EPA list of 160 contaminated ponds for which it wants to see closure plans. The coal ash is the toxic waste from burning coal to generate electricity at Colstrip, and the piles of coal ash have long been known to be contaminating groundwater. The EPA list includes four portions of the ash pond complex at Colstrip. In total, the complex spans 800 acres and involves nine waste ponds. Leakage at the site is estimated to be roughly 200 million gallons of contaminated water a year for the past 30-plus years. One day's leakage is roughly the size of an Olympic swimming pool containing boron, sulfates, selenium, and heavy metals. The groundwater at Colstrip is undrinkable. The power plant and its host community rely on water pumped 30 miles from the Yellowstone River. Private wells in the area have been contaminated. Montana has its own coal ash cleanup program separate from the EPA's. Of interest to the federal agency is the coal ash work in progress by the Montana Department of Environmental Quality and the power plant operator and co-owner, Talon Energy. The coal ash ponds that served the oldest of Colstrip's four units contain 6.7 million cubic yards of toxic waste from Colstrip Units 1 and 2. Those units closed in January 2020 after being declared uneconomical by owners Talon and Puget Sound Energy. More than 40 years old, the coal ash ponds are not lined with any material intended to prevent seepage into groundwater. Montana DEQ decided the best way to clean up the contamination involved removing all coal ash from Units 1 and 2 ponds and storing it elsewhere at a dry site away from groundwater. That part of the state plan lines up with the EPA's standard of separating contaminants from groundwater. There's a plan underway to put future coal ash from Colstrip's surviving units into dry storage. Coal ash from Units 3 and 4 will be placed in dry storage starting in October. A Montana constitutional initiative to put a cap on residential property taxes will not appear on the November ballot. The signature petitions for Constitutional Initiative 121 received only about 5,000 of the required 60,000-plus signatures necessary. July 15th is the deadline for county election administrators to file certified ballot issue petitions with the Secretary of State. Earlier this year, while litigation played out over the initiative, a Lewis and Clark County district judge placed a preliminary injunction on signature gathering for about 2 weeks. Many groups, including the Montana Federation of Public Employees, the Montana Chamber of Commerce, Montana Association of Realtors, and agricultural and development groups, fought against the measure. A political committee dedicated to fighting the initiative raised more than $330,000 since the start of the year and spent more than $300,000 of that. In comparison, the group backing the initiative raised less than $2,000 over the same period. The supporters of the initiative say they'll try again in 2024 to put the constitutional initiative on the ballot. A proposal to add new environmental protections to stretches of the Gallatin and Madison Rivers is dead for now after failing to gather enough signatures to appear on the November ballot. Initiative 191 sought to designate 35 miles of the Gallatin River from Yellowstone National Park to the Spanish River confluence and about 55 miles of the Madison River from Hebgen Lake to Ennis Lake as outstanding resource waters. The designation affords the state's highest protection and would prohibit any new or increased pollution adversely affecting water quality. The permitting prohibition would also be extended to temporary changes causing an adverse change in water quality. Currently, only permanent changes are prohibited. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.